Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In the NFL yesterday, the Chiefs clinched the number one seed in the AFC in a first-round bye in the playoffs with a 17-14 win over the Falcons. Also, the Steelers are AFC North champs after rallying to beat the Colts 28-24. Washington's playoff hopes are up in the air after falling to the Panthers 20-13. Washington has a one-game lead in the NFC East, but the Giants can still win the division at 6-10 with a win over the Cowboys and a Washington loss to the Eagles. The Ravens downed the Giants yesterday 27-13, and the Cowboys whipped the Eagles 37-17. And finally, the Jets pulled off their second stunner in as many weeks by holding off the Browns 23-16. In the NBA yesterday, the Knicks pounded the Bucks 130-110. The Hornets defeated the Nets 106-104. The Pacers nipped the Celtics 108-107. The Cavaliers thumped the 76ers 118-94. And the Magic topped the Wizards 120-13. In women's college basketball, NJIT took down Vermont 70-60. And in men's college basketball, Vermont bested NJIT 92-78. In tennis news, Roger Federer is withdrawing from the Australian Open while he continues to recover from two operations on his right knee, and Naomi Osaka has been named AP's Female Athlete of the Year after capturing the U.S. Open, her third career major championship, while raising awareness for racial injustice and police brutality. And in MLB news, the Braves say Hall of Fame pitcher Phil Niekro has died at 81 following a battle with cancer. Niekro won 318 games over his 24-year career, which included stints with the Braves, Yankees, Indians, and Blue Jays, but he ended with the Braves in 1987 at age 48. The right-hander was a five-time All-Star who had three 20-win seasons with Atlanta. Incredibly, he had 121 wins after his 40th birthday. I'm Jesse King.